First of all, John, congratulations. You have to be very pleased with that performance and the result.
I couldn't but be pleased. Thought they played very well. Thought we controlled the game very well at different periods. I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted. Yeah. I would have taken getting into a final anyway, but I suppose it was a bit more relaxing than I had planned for.
Yeah. Got off to a good start, I suppose. Laid down the marker early. Three quick points,
but St. Noel's rallied. I think they organised and they were moving men in and out of the full forward line, and it probably confused us for a wee while to get the grips with it. Number 21 Johnson was having a very effective game, getting on a lot of ball and creating a lot of space for people, and they clawed their way back into the game.
Yeah.
And then I think we finished the half quite strongly then again.
Yeah, the goal was a big score, wasn't it, to go in, give you that big cushion at half time.
Perfect timing, they always talk about a goal, the best time for it is just before half time.
Yeah.
It came at a perfect time. Now I know St. Noel's came back and got a point before the half as well. I was a bit disappointed with that, but nonetheless it was a real cushion.
The second half, I know they got a couple of scores early on, but you dominated really.
I think so. Look, when we were coming out at half time and inside the dressing room, we said what we need to do now is match St. Noel score for score. And I think we did for the first 10 minutes, but then as the game went on, our pace started to tell, and we were breaking at pace, and I think maybe a bit too quick for St. Noel's, and we just started tipping the points over, and the game probably was completely in our control.
Great pace in your team.
Yeah, I have loads. I'm very blessed. Pace is great. It's a great thing to have. Yeah, I've lots of options for pace. I have pace everywhere in the team. It's very important.
Yeah, a lot of people in Tyrone talking about this team and their potential.
Oh, jeez. They weren't talking about their potential 12 months ago when we were relegated at the bottom of the league, and we were the first team to be relegated out of senior football in Tyrone. There was no one talking about us. So
you've turned it around big time, though.
We have. I look at it, probably this team should not be down in the division. We feel we're a senior football. These boys are good. We've come down. I've asked the boys to put a lot of effort in this year to do a couple of things differently. They've done that. They're very, very positive. Probably we have turned around. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, because you are looking forward to senior football again.
Oh, jeez, of course we are. We want to go and test ourselves against the best and see what we're about. For too many years, we've watched other clubs do this journey year in, year out in Ulster football, and we'd be looking at them thinking, wouldn't it be great if it was Galway? The Galway supporters are getting a chance at that. It's great.
Mara Clune in the final, I think, as you came through today.
Mara Clune, we know about Mara Clune. Look, they were in a senior Monaghan final 2 years ago, beating Clontibert in a semi-final on the way to it. That's the same Clontibert team that beat Crossmaglen a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they're the real deal. They had a tough old year last year because part of their ground caved away. Yeah. So they were all over the county playing league games, which probably was the reason probably they were relegated. But it didn't take them long to bounce back up. They're a very, very good team.
Yeah. I suppose the big difficulty you have now is to bring Bellet back down after such a big victory here.
Yeah, and it can be dangerous. Yeah, we've been there before. We had a very big win in the quarter-final of the Tyrone Championship, and we had to come out and play a semi-final, and we were strongly fancied, and we were very, very, very lucky to get over the line against a tough Greencastle team. So this is something we need to watch out for now. It's my job to sort that out in the next week or so.